All right, we've been looking forward to this now for a week. So our board op, Matt Birmingham, it's been documented on this very program and very airwaves that Matt is peculiar in many ways. Eating is the thing that comes to mind first. Lando, I would like for you to come in here and grab yourself a brat before we do this taste test. Because, as we know, Ham's incredibly picky when it comes to food. You've been this way since you were a little kid, right? Your parents struggled.
Mightily, yes.
It was very difficult to get you to eat anything.
Anything.
And that continued on. Most people's palates change at a certain time when they're in their teens, late teens, early 20s, whatever it is, and they start trying things. They're like, oh, okay, I feel like an idiot that I never tried these things. Well, Ham is stuck to his guns. Ham has, as he's looking at Lando, pour sauerkraut all over his broad. Ham is stuck to his guns. He still is that same little kid on the inside that doesn't like to try new things. Is that fair? A fair assessment?
Yes. I know just by looking at things, I won't like it, so therefore I won't try it.
Right. And your brain is so sheltered when it comes to certain foods that you thought that cauliflower was what?
White broccoli.
White broccoli.
Which he furrowed his brow and was like, what is that?
Which is, he's not wrong, which is my rap name.
Yeah.
So, Deej put together a list of, some of the great Hamisms.
Yeah.
That I think would set the tone for just what sort of guy we're talking about. DJ, what's on the list of the best Hamisms to this point?
This is probably not a comprehensive list, but this is what we thought of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ham has never worn shorts. I've never seen his bare legs before.
Do you know the last time you had a pair of shorts on?
It might have been the pandemic. I got into grilling.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I think I wore shorts when I made some steaks on the grill.
But you didn't leave your house in shorts?
I had the grill outside, so that's it. Never left my property wearing shorts.
But we've never seen you in shorts.
No. Not even my closest friends have seen me in shorts.
Does one have to marry you to see you in shorts?
She has, yeah.
Okay. But, like, you wouldn't go to any event in shorts? No matter how hot it was outside.
I will go to the beach in jeans. I'll go hiking in jeans, which I have done.
So stupid. Why? You have the option.
Because jeans are comforting.
I bet your legs are very attractive, though. Give them a little sun.
Pass.
They're not now.
What else do we have, Deej?
Also got, we've never seen him use the restroom at work except to throw up. He does not urinate at work.
Yeah.
In 7-hour shifts.
Well, he only drinks water when he's sick.
Yeah, that's how Monty knows I'm sick, is because he sees me start drinking water.
Okay,
he knows that we should contact Jay to run the board.
So, like, today, how much water have you consumed?
Honestly.
Not yet, but I will at home. I'll drink water before I go to bed.
I feel like garbage if I don't have some water with me.
And he doesn't look like a
mutant.
Used turnip either. Like, he looks normal. And he's super thin.
Yeah.
He just looks like a guy.
He looks like he probably takes care of himself, which is what's so frustrating.
Yeah, he has a decent complexion.
Yes. Which most people that don't drink any water, you can see it in their face.
Right. He looks sickly like Lando.
He's neither bloated nor sullen in his face.
Right. Yeah.
What else?
I guess that kind of dovetails with, we've seen him get physically ill twice at work after taking vitamins.
Yes.
Yeah, his body
rejects vitamins.
Yeah, in an effort to try to be healthier, I had capsule vitamins, and both of them just wrecked my system to where I can only eat gummies for nutrition.
Like Flintstone gummies.
What about you and the toothbrush in life?
I have gotten back on track ever since I told you guys that I hadn't done it in a while.
And what did that mean?
A while.
He would go like a week.
A week at a time.
A week?
Yeah.
Or a month?
A week. Now I do it daily.
Okay.
Now he does at 33.
It's crazy. Okay. But the number one thing beyond all those is the food consumption or lack thereof. And so we found out last week when we were doing a story about these kids throwing giant jars of sauerkraut through windows up in Plano, we immediately turned to Ham and asked him, knowing the answer, have you ever had sauerkraut? To which your answer was, what is sauerkraut?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what. I knew it was German.
Yeah, based you're a linguist.
Context clues, but I have no idea what it looks like or anything.
So you go to the internet, you
what
type it in there.
What context clues were you able to pick up on?
Context clues, part. Yes, yes. And so we...
The crow part.
Invariably, we want Ham to experience these things that he hasn't experienced before. And since you are a full-grown man, it's not too much to ask that you take a bite, whether it's of okra.
Which I learned was not fish.
Right, he thought okra was a fish.
Yeah, it was a vegetable, which is almost worse in his vernacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had a piece of fried okra, right?
Yeah.
And
did not care for it.
Didn't like it.
No. Yeah, wasn't that good? Okay.
Will you ever have a piece of fried okra again in your life?
No.
Have you recently tried something new and then said, wow, amazing, I have now added that to my repertoire?
Uncrustables. Last week, Sean brought me an Uncrustable.
PB&J.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Nutella one, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, so like chocolate.
It's chocolate and bread.
Sugar. Anything.
Okay.
So we can't believe he liked a chocolate sandwich. Wow, this really surprised me.
Chocolate.
It was good.
That's marketed to 6-year-olds. Yeah.
You know,
I've never heard it referred to as a chocolate sandwich.
I've had 14 since last Tuesday.
You know what you might like is if you take a chocolate Uncrustable and then dust it with Nerds.
Or powdered sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. All of these sound great.
What's your breakfast scene usually?
I usually skip breakfast to go straight to lunch.
Okay. Yeah. Right to the tendies.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You eat chicken tenders, a form of chicken sandwich, chicken tender every day?
Most days.
Some kind of fast food every day. Every day.
I'll switch it up. Lately, I've been going to Taco Bell to get their chili cheese Fritos or chili cheese burrito, and I put my own Fritos on it to make a Frito burrito.
Okay. Well, that's
a Frito burrito.
That sounds
which
like
they don't sell
it's,
anymore.
It's
borderline healthy.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so back to sauerkraut. So instantly we were talking about this. Carl Kuby, the impresario of Kuby's, the German restaurant right here in Dallas. It's been here for decades. That is legendary.
Anchor's Snyder Plaza, right there by SMU.
Yes. Legendary European market / German restaurant. It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
And widely known as having the best brat / sauerkraut that there is. Homemade sauerkraut. It's different types of brats, you know. And Carl said, I'll bring you guys up whatever to make sure that Ham, when he does try it, he's not getting it from a grocery store. This is actually as good as you can get, if that makes any difference whatsoever. And you do know now that sauerkraut is what?
Not a fish.
Not a fish. It is, in fact, some form of cabbage that has been cured to taste a certain way.
Soured and crowded,
yes. And so you've had a bratwurst before in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
That used to be a 4th of July staple.
All right, so once a year.
Wow, okay, good. I was concerned you had not enjoyed a proper bratwurst.
No, I love bratwurst.
Okay. And you've had a bun.
And I've had bun before.
All right.
You don't particularly like mustard.
No, we regret to inform you there's no chocolate on this bun. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah. And you can't pour Dr. Pepper on it or anything like that.
Okay.
Now, Dave is going to make this.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Dave. Dave is going to take bun. He's going to take brat.
Kuby's bratwurst.
Yes. And, yeah, all of this is from Kuby's. And we told Ham that you have to take a man-sized. Hey, don't want mustard. You don't have to do mustard.
Would you like some spicy mustard?
That's not part of the deal.
It adds to it.
Mustard is not part of the deal. No. It is sauerkraut.
All right, I'm going to put the kraut underneath the brat so he can't pick it off like a baby.
Okay, but put a proper amount of, oh yeah.
Now you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Although,
what if you do love it?
I could tell you I won't.
You don't know that.
Well, don't convince yourself.
Now,
keep an open mind and a willing heart.
All right, that's plenty. And now here's the deal. Here is the challenge, the ham challenge. You have to take a man-sized bite, and you can't wash it back with your orange Fanta or your Bugles.
Okay, yeah, you can.
You have to actually chew it and swallow it.
Is that how you hydrate with Orange Crush?
Just for now.
Okay.
It's one of... He's figured that, like, as a kid, I think he determined that this would dilute whatever taste his
parents. Does your body think that that's water now after all these years?
Normally, I would drink Dr. Pepper, but I don't want to taint Dr. Pepper with this if I don't like it. Okay. I don't want to associate it with
this. This is like an Idiocracy with Brondo. This is his Brondo.
This is what I'm looking for here.
Okay, so there it is. It's one. You got a picture of it? DJ, I want to see it wonderfully decorated and hammered. Are you prepared?
I guess.
All right. Well, let's see it. Let's see Ham for the first time in his 33 years try sauerkraut. He's holding it up. He's looking
at it.
It looks
like onions.
It's not onions. It's not onions.
Okay, just get in there.
Big bite. Come on, man.
Open that pie.
Dive
hole.
In. There he goes. There's a... Is he getting underneath it, Dave?
So hot.
Oh, he's covering his mouth.
Okay.
He's gagging. Don't throw up.
Come on.
You're not allowed to throw up, and don't put it in your hands.
Don't you let it fall out of your mouth.
You eat that. There's a little piece of kraut hanging off his lip.
Why we got the gag reflex.
I don't even know if he got that much kraut, honestly.
Come on. Work those teeth.
Chewing.
Work those teeth.
Look at what a little kid he looks like. With his napkin all ducked into his shirt.
All the expressions of a kid in a high chair right now.
It is totally.
Okay.
I don't think I got any kraut in that.
Are you serious?
I think I burped it back up.
No, don't.
You just want to go straight kraut?
Straight kraut.
You put a little pinch between your teeth and gums.
Swallow that brat.
I took a big bite. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Was it good? Yeah,
the brat's
great,
good.
Right? Yeah, of course. Anybody who doesn't like brats, we got to ask questions.
Dave, can you tell if he got any of the kraut that you put in there?
Like none?
Yeah, because the angle he took was like at a 45 degree.
My body just
at the
knows.
End. And because I... wanted to hide the kraut from him.
Yeah.
What if we...
I don't think he got more than maybe a morsel.
What if we took the pinchers and just gave you a little pinch of the kraut now?
Just baby
birds. Or do you want more brat? Do you want more brat?
I'll take another bite, but I'll make sure to get...
Okay, put the kraut on top, Dave. Put it on top so he can see it.
Yeah, there you go. And DJ's got
a little more than that.
We need you to face your kraut.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Now, you can't miss that.
Now, you don't have to have bun if you
don't
want
to. Dave, take a picture of that. I know he's videoing it, but still.
I can smell it.
You'll be fine. Okay.
All right, here you go.
Boy, look, his cheeks still have tons of broad.
I still have a ton of broad in my mouth.
No, it's okay. But now this is the real test.
All right, we may have to recue the drum roll now. Start again.
Give me a minute. I'm a very slow eater.
God, we're on live radio, you little baby bird mouth.
Can I spit out this?
Yes, if you do a man-sized bite, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Damn it.
Mouth now available.
I better see kraut go in there.
Here
he's holding a big bite. Oh!
And the bite has happened.
Oh, no! Don't. No! Don't spit it out! No! Eat it! No! Eat it! He's shaking his head. You have to swallow that. Or we're not. Yes, you do. Mm-mm. Matt. No.
Damn.
No, he's going to do. He's going to throw it up. No.
Yes.
No. Chew it up and swallow it. No.
Oh, my God.
Bless it. No.
Get that out of here. Go away.
Son of a bitch.
So bad. Bad.
I don't even know what that was that came out of his mouth.
It wasn't sauerkraut because it was throw up.
And I'm not chewing that.
All right, get that trash out of here. Oh, God. I just looked at it.
Why are you looking at it?
Don't play that.
Did you taste? Well, you had to taste a lot of it.
Mm-mm. No. I don't like that.
No, it gets tough to tell. There's puke now all over the
floor.
Well, that didn't work as well as we thought it would, did it?
I don't like that. No way.
the size of bites that he took.
Ham, you just ruined our sauerkraut experiment.
You're unbelievable. Bob's already finished his.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Lando, have you taken, have you eaten your
I think
your
my
shed?
Body just I have knows. Two bites left, but after seeing that, gross.
It's unbelievable. Like, this is as good of a meal as you can get. and your body...
The bratwurst is good.
I know. You just couldn't handle the crowd.
No.
I don't know what to do.
It looked like he had a mouthful of chili that he then spit
like
out.
Already, like his body processes it.
Disgusting.
It was so gross.
What a disappointment.
All right.
Well, can I eat my bugles now?
Yes, eat your bugles.
Yeah. But get out of here. Take them out of here.
Dr. Pepper syrup coming out of his mouth.
We don't want to see you in here anymore. Did you take your trash can out of here? Is it gone?
DJ took it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, reset your palate with bugles.
That didn't work very well.
Well, we tried.
Get him some chocolate. Do you have chocolate covered bugles? You idiot.
He's going to go in there and try and run the board with bugle fingers.
Oh, no. He does it almost
every day. Like a toddler.
Jay, would you like a delicious bratwurst from Kubi's?
100%.
Well, get your ass
in here. The vomit doesn't bother me.
No, me either. Get your ass in here and get one. All right. Thank you very much. Ham.
Do you want me to try this straight?
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Do we have a spit up bucket handy?
I might need another.
No, I don't want to see you throw up anymore.
We want to see you win.
If you'll actually swallow it.
I think this was a win for me because I knew I wouldn't like it.
If you'll be a man for once.
I tried. You can't deny I tried.
No, you did. There's
but my
no
body
doubt.
Rejected it immediately.
But it's like you called your shot. Like you knew you were going to do that. Open the tunnel. Open the tunnel.
Oh, there he goes. A bite of sauerkraut is going in. He's chewing.
Come on. Stop making that face. Now swallow.
No, don't chase it.
Come on.
Oh, this is bad.
Come on.
Oh, he swallowed.
Now show us your mouth.
Lift your tongue.
Wow.
We did it.
Okay.
We did it.
All right.
Man.
Wasn't pretty, but we got the runner home.
Unbelievable.
Jeez. Man, that was a lot of work.
So disgusting.
Community Quick Hits, I guess, is next. I don't know.
I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel, Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Keep it fresh. It is 2:38. This is the Sweet Spot live from Surprise, Arizona for Ranger Spring Training, and it's a special edition of Afternoon Jub. So we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner. It's our good friend, George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hello, George.
Sweet Spot. Spring Training Sweet Spot.
Dude, it is a perfect day here under the desert sun.
I'm so happy for y'all that you're out there talking baseball and watching baseball.
It kind of feels like you're with us a little bit.
In a way.
Yeah, we got to talk to you this morning. Thanks for having
us, by the way.
That was
fun. Yeah, we talked a little baseball this morning.
And Killer woke up super early.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story? He changed the time on his phone to Central Time. And he set the alarm on Central Time, and he didn't know he was up an hour early for about 15 minutes.
Never changed.
4:45 in the morning.
And I really hate the fact that during a break, Killer just told us, hey, there's the sack race going on down the left field line. That would have been a perfect drop.
He could recreate it at some point
in the most killer way.
Spots. Big damn balls
of the day.
Oh, man.
Sweet Spot Awards.
Yes. Well,
so you guys said you went to Goodyear to take in a Reds game. I didn't want to beat you down about it too much, but did you see the seventh inning stretch? And are they still doing Harry Canary?
We left a little early.
Yeah.
You did not stay for Harry Canary?
No, I guess not.
I'm not familiar with this.
I got outvoted by my friends to leave.
Okay, I might have to do a Google search of Harry Canary.
And he goes down to the field in the seventh inning stretch, or maybe he's up in the press box.
Uh-huh.
And he's got huge glasses, and he says, "Hey, I'm on the area. Come on!" It's the greatest gag. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really feel like I let you down then.
Man, this trip
you let
failed.
Yourself we down.
Did, we didn't
you
see
didn't
Harry
get
Canary.
To see Harry Canary.
We have absolutely
holy
failed.
Cow.
All right. Well,
I
we
thought
didn't
you
really...
guys loved baseball.
We do. We do.
And we love mascots even more than baseball.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'm upset that the Mets aren't in the Cactus League because I just want to see Mrs. Met.
Yes.
Still okay. Have a Met-er.
She would get her big damn ass of the day award.
It's the sweet spots. Big damn
bloop
of the day.
Just the concept of a canary with huge Coke bottle glasses, and then he talks like Harry Carey?
Damn. If I'd have known, we would have stayed. Damn
all
it.
Right. That is a billion-dollar idea, too. It's like, all right, Harry Carey, it kind of sounds like canary. What if we just get a giant canary bird?
Yeah.
Dressed up as Harry Carey.
I mean, they're going to do the stretch anyway, so might as
you
well.
You don't think that's a marketing idea right there?
And there's...
I hope you didn't tell Bochy that you missed Harry Canary.
No.
God, he would have been ticked.
No, he would have.
We'll tell Jake Berger after the game. See what his thoughts on Harry Canary are.
Okay, yes, please do. You have to ask the next baseballer you talk to about Harry Canary.
Okay, okay. We'll do.
Harry Canary right. And favorite mascot.
Okay, so without further ado here, I know that you are fascinated, as we all are, with Matt Birmingham's diet. And yesterday on the Hardline, Ham tried sauerkraut for the first time. And I did not hear this.
Yes, I was listening.
I didn't hear it live.
That was amazing.
But, Justin, you said we have some sound of the moment of truth, do we not?
Yeah, so a little setup. This is going to be the second bite that he took, because the first bite he took, he got all brought an all bun but no sauerkraut, so he had to spit that out and go for bite number two. And I'm gonna let you go ahead and guess if he liked it or not, but he did not get favorable reactions from the hard
one. May have to recue the drum roll now. Starting in.
Give me a minute. Well, I'm a very slow eater.
But we're on live radio, you little baby bird mouth.
Can I spit out this?
Yes, if you do. If you do a man-sized bite, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Damn it.
Mouth now available.
I better see Kraut go in there.
Mouth now available.
He's holding a big bite. Oh, oh!
And the bite has happened.
Oh, no, no! Don't. No! Don't spit it out! No! No! Eat it! Eat it! No! Eat it! He's shaking his head. You have to swallow that. Are we're not. Yes, you do. Mm-mm. Matt, no.
Damn.
No, he's gonna do. He's gonna throw it up. No.
Yes.
No. Chew it up and swallow it. No.
Oh,
oh.
Oh my God.
Bless it. No.
Get that out of here. No way.
Son of a bitch.
Oh,
God. Okay. I want. Corby's reaction without context to play to Jake Berger also.
Yeah.
Like, here's our radio station.
When he yells, get in there, Kraut.
Yeah, starting with that.
I like how Bob said mouth available.
Mouth available.
Man, that was amazing.
This was baby Ham. Like, when you're trying to get him to take his medicine, he won't swallow it.
Yeah.
You're a man in your 30s.
To put in cheese.
I mean, come on.
I can't believe that no one tried to put sauerkraut on a hot dog that you may have tried or something.
No, because even after speaking to my parents after this, they got PTSD listening to this from all the times they actually try to feed me other foods.
Like lettuce and oranges.
Yeah, what are some other ones that haven't taken?
I'll eat oranges. Lettuce I still won't do because that's just weird. It's a text. A lot of these are texture things. If it looks like it tastes weird or feel weird in my mouth, it's not mouth available for me at that point.
So see, I don't think sauerkraut's that egregious. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people who
I'm here to
don't
tell you it is
like it or have never tried it. I don't
see,
know that I've ever.
I think you would have liked a Reuben.
Yeah,
yeah, it's okay on a. It's,
I'm kind of with Ham on this one. It's a little strong. And someone who has sensitive taste buds like Ham, there's no way he's going to like sauerkraut.
I just don't know how you can live on Earth as long as Ham hasn't not have encountered it, at least. It feels like, while it's not the most traditional hot dog or brat topping.
They don't serve it at Popeyes.
Yeah.
So that's
keep
why.
In mind, this is a man who thought okra was a fish. That may be my favorite factoid about Ham, is that he thought okra was a fish.
Caught a couple okra. Pretty nice little Sunday morning.
Yeah, we set a trot line. You okra hit. Let's
really catch that bass on okra.
Today. Yeah, they're hitting on okra this time of year.
Yeah, throw a spoon. Hot outside.
Oh man.
Oh, what's next?
It has to come
food.
Up. Yeah, how did it start with sauerkraut? Like, how did that get brought up on the hard line?
They did a community quick hit story where some kids were throwing sauerkraut onto people's lawns into their windows.
That's just mean.
And then Corby saw me Googling sauerkraut and decided to ask me.
Good call on his man.
Yeah.
When you guys grew up, did your parents make you finish everything on your plate?
Yep.
Excluding ham.
Till you get dessert.
Yeah, but you have to have a happy plate.
Look at me, George. I had to finish what was on their plate.
Hey.
Oh. I'll be here all week.
You know, that's a really interesting one. I don't know if that's really a good thing for parents to do.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't know. I can just remember sitting at the table, for like 45 minutes afterwards and trying to choke down turnips
or lima beans.
Boiled Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are great now that we've tricked them up, but
you gotta roast them.
Man, when they were just boiled, they were terrible. It tasted like a fart.
I mean, as a kid, you wouldn't get a full plate, though. Like, they weren't giving you the portions they would get. They just...
No.
If it was a healthy meal, if you had some greens on there... Like, I understand them wanting you to try the green beans or just give what they...
Right.
Eat what they would give you.
Yeah.
And I could eat just about anything but Brussels sprouts and liver, too. We used to... I swear we had liver once a week.
Really? See, liver was never part of the game.
No, we didn't have that.
Yeah, I'm older than you guys, and that was a big thing, I think, and I had older parents. So I think that was a big thing in like the 60s. Oh, yeah, you need liver.
Liver and onions?
No.
50s, yes.
Good.
That's what Doug Funny had to eat. Gross.
Okay, how about that one for ham? How about boiled Brussels sprouts and liver?
Oh,
any kind of organ meat.
I've done liver before.
I was going to say, what'd ham likes most meat.
What did you think? Even did you like liver?
It was okay.
What about a gizzard? It's from a chicken.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had gizzard before.
How about pig's feet?
Or fried gizzards?
What about fried
pig's feet?
I've had pig's feet. I've also had frog legs before.
Okay.
Because it tastes like chicken.
Because it tastes like
that's
chicken.
Yeah, that's like chicken.
Yeah, I want to get him to try a fried vent. Look it up.
Double battered fried vent.
And fanch.
the fake Grego diet.
Oh, man. George, I don't know if you heard last week on the NIT break when Ham won for trying to say the word cusp. Did you hear this moment?
Yes, that
magic?
Was amazing.
I've been so obsessed with cups for the past weekend.
Do you have that drop, Ham, of yourself?
He has to.
Yeah, after I heard it, I found myself trying to say it. Cusps.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to
spell it. End in a P.
Here it is.
News team, assemble!
We are on these cups.
No, we're not. I'm in a chair. But on a cup.
I've got a water bottle. I'm not using a cup.
Genius. You can't recreate it. There's like an S at the...
Cups.
Feels like there's a T in there somewhere, too. I'm not quite sure.
Just too many P's.
Maybe a soft D.
It was either that or Baker Brothers, Texas.
A follow-up?
No,
Ham had a good week.
Oh,
boy. Hurt people now. Ham's playing your drops.
Dude, it's fine.
It's a cycle.
It's fine.
I'm sorry, Ham. We're laughing with you. We love you.
Yes.
It's
we're laughing of you.
You're hilarious.
We're laughing in you.
Like, in so many ways. And you're my hero, Ham.
George, come on out here tonight. Let's party.
Fly out.
Let's drink some beers.
Get a flight to Phoenix.
Frozen Awesomes.
Yeah,
we
I
got
can get out
night.
There by early evening. I got an hour. I'll gain an hour. So,
see?
Yeah.
We got killer pick you up from the airport. We've got an awesome Frozen Awesomes place to go to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's all good. Yeah.
We'll see Harry Canary.
Just call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll go to Goodyear. And...
Just say you're sick.
Except June's and Gordon
show up
show.
Tomorrow
You'll
afternoon.
Be fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, man. When are you guys coming back?
Tomorrow night. Sadly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's okay. We'll be at Choctaw Friday. Yeah. We're happy about that.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the Choctaw.
That's right.
Heck, that's right.
And maybe tonight we'll hit a casino, too. So maybe we'll be able to win back all the money we've lost out here.
Probably not.
On Frozen Awesome. All right, George. We got to let you run. But this was a good little respite away from Kyrie thoughts and whatnot. So
happy baseball, my friend.
Yes.
Okay.
See you guys. Happy baseball.
See you, George. Love you.
See ya.
There he goes. Bye, George Dunham. Some afternoon job.